WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Four hostages held by Hamas rescued by Israel Saturday, but Hamas military wing now says three other hostages were killed in the attempt and that more than 270 people died. Israel says around 100 were killed. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC's This Week Hamas is ultimately to blame.
All the hostages could be home. There could be a ceasefire if Hamas would just step up and say yes to the deal that the Israelis have accepted and that President Biden elaborated a week ago. So the world should call on Hamas to take this deal.
After capping off his visit to France with a state dinner, President Biden returning to Washington today. His son Hunter Biden back in court tomorrow for closing arguments in his federal gun trial. For the first time since he was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records, Donald Trump will return back to the campaign trail today, holding his first rally as a convicted felon in Nevada, a state the former president's hoping to flip red. This is ABC News. Outrage in Burbank, California, as a video appears to show officers leaving an injured homeless man on the street.
The video obtained by the L.A. District Office of Council President Paul Krikorian drawing outrage, saying this highlights the city and country's dire unhoused crisis.
It's heart-wrenching to see someone who was utterly helpless to be abandoned on the sidewalks of North Hollywood.
ABC's Melissa Adan reporting. Four people remain hospitalized in serious condition to critical condition after Friday's small plane crash in Arvada, Colorado. The plane crashed right into Randy Hamrick's front yard. Despite the burning wreckage, Randy says,
"The pilot, I thought he did a tremendous job."
Impressed with the pilot's work to land the plane without directly hitting a home or car. Former President Trump campaigning on the West Coast this weekend. Big rally in Las Vegas. First big event since he was convicted. This is ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Older adults in Wisconsin enjoy a better-than-average quality of life, but as Mike Mohn reports, concerning challenges persist.
United Health Foundation has released its America's Health Rankings 2024 Senior Report. Nationally, high-speed internet access rose to nearly 85%. However, an additional 500,000 older adults fell into poverty. Wisconsin ranks 11th overall for well-being metrics for those 65 and older. But Janet Zander of the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says many seniors not having enough money to cover the rising cost of basic expenses overshadows some of the positive results.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
On top of that, she warns that many aid programs and services older adults rely on are not seeing the funding increases that keep pace with demand. Dr. Rhonda Randall, a geriatrician and a chief medical officer with UnitedHealthcare, says the annual findings are trying to add more nuance and data than previous reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
For example, in Wisconsin, drug deaths were nearly 11 times higher among older Black adults than their white counterparts.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Liss is more.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up, get out of here, gone for Jackson Churio.
Call it the wall. Goodbye. Reese Hoskins into the seats in left. The cheers.